Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens back on the pick and rollout. We are looking at championship week action taking place in the afternoon and evening of Wednesday, March the 13th. We've got four games from four different conferences mixing it up for you this afternoon. We'll start things out in the Pac-12, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Pac-12 Network. The Oregon State Beavers taking on the Bruins of UCLA. UCLA a 6-point favorite in this matchup. The Bruins 15-16 overall this year, 10-10 in the Pac-12. Oregon State 13-18 overall this year, 5-15 in conference play. UCLA comes into this one having won their final game of the regular season against Arizona State. That snapped a 4-game losing streak. Oregon State 2-3 overall in their last 5 games of the regular season. Oregon State went 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games overall, despite going 2-9 straight up in their last 11. They've only won 2 of their last 9 games in the month of March and are 1-6 straight up in their last 7 games played on Wednesdays. UCLA 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games, matching their 1-5 straight up record over that same stretch. They are 8-1 straight up in their last 9 games played on Wednesdays. When these two teams have met, UCLA has won 5 times in a row. They swept the regular season series with 7- and 8- point victories. Oregon State lost 9 of their last 11, as I mentioned earlier, to close out the regular season. 6 points does not seem like enough for me. I'm going to take UCLA minus the points here. 126.5 is the total. Oregon State has seen the total go over in 4 of their last 5 games overall, as well as 7 of their last 8 Wednesday games away from Corvallis. UCLA over in 4 of their last 6 overall, and 5 of their last 6 in the month of March. These two teams have combined to go over in 5 of their last 6 meetings. We're going to see that trend continue here, and I'm going to say this total goes over 126.5. We move along, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the Big Ten tournament. The Maryland Terrapins taking on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Maryland a 3-point favorite in this matchup. The Terrapins went 15-16 overall, 7-13 in the conference. Rutgers matching them in both of those parts of the standings. These teams also going 1-4 in their last 5 games, closing out the regular season on 3-game losing streaks. Rutgers comes in having gone 1-7 against the spread in their last 8 games overall. They are 0-5 straight up in their last 5 games in the month of March. They have, however, covered 5 of their last 7 on Wednesdays. Maryland 3-7 against the spread in their last 10, just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games in the month of March. Rutgers 6-3 against the spread in their last 9 games against Maryland, though Maryland has won 11 of the last 16 meetings between these two. They split the regular season series with the road team, coming away with the victory in each of those games. I don't know that I really have a strong feeling either way on this one, but I'm actually going to lean towards Rutgers plus the 3. 125 is the total here. The total has gone under in 4 of Rutgers' last 5 games overall. Maryland has seen the over hit in 4 of their last 6. The last 7 times these teams have played, the under has come home. I don't know how you ignore that trend, especially opening a conference tournament like they will be on Wednesday. We're going to say under 125 in this meeting. We move on to the Big 12, 7 o'clock Eastern on the Big 12 Network / ESPN Plus, the Kansas State Wildcats taking on the Texas Longhorns. Texas a 4.5-point favorite in this meeting. They are 20-11 on the season, 9-9 in Big 12 play. Kansas State 18-13 overall this year, 8-10 in the Big 12. Both of these teams closing out with 3 wins and 2 losses in their final 5 games of the regular season. Both teams also closing out the regular season with a victory. Kansas State taking down Iowa State and Texas beating Oklahoma. Kansas State 6-3 against the spread in their last 9 games overall, though they were just 4-9 straight up over their last 13. They've also gone 6-12 against the spread in their last 18 games played on Wednesdays and are 0-5 against the spread, 0-5 straight up in their last 5 Wednesday games away from Manhattan. Texas has won 4 of their last 6 overall, but are just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games on Wednesdays. When these two teams have gotten together, Texas has won 7 of the last 9 games, including their only regular season matchup this year, a 62-56 victory back on February the 19th. However, Kansas State has covered 5 of the last 7 against the Longhorns. I think that's going to continue here, and I'll take Kansas State plus 4.5. 143 is the total. The total has gone over in 4 of Kansas State's last 5 games overall, as well as 6 of their last 7 in the month of March. Texas has seen the over hit in each of their last 5 games. And when these two teams have faced off, the over has hit in 6 of their last 8 meetings. I think that continues here. I'm going to take over in this matchup. We close things out in the SEC, 7 o'clock Eastern on SEC Network. The Arkansas Razorbacks taking on the Commodores of Vanderbilt. Arkansas, a 6-point favorite in this meeting. They were 15-16 overall this year, 6-12 in conference play. Vanderbilt 9-22 on the season, 4-14 in the conference. Both teams going 2-3 over their last 5 games. Arkansas closed out the regular season with a loss to Alabama in overtime. Vanderbilt came out with a 1-point victory over Florida to close out their regular season campaign. The Commodores 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games, despite going 4-14 straight up over their last 18 games. They have also covered 13 of their last 18 in the month of March, while going 0-7 straight up in their last 7 games on Wednesdays. Arkansas, similar trend profile here. They're 6-12 straight up in their last 18, but they've covered 6 of their last 7 overall and 5 of their last 6 in the month of March. Their regular season meeting between these two was a victory for Vanderbilt on the road at Arkansas, 85-82, back on February the 27th. When these two teams have squared off recently, though, that's the first time in a while Vanderbilt has gotten the best of Arkansas. The Razorbacks have won 11 of the last 15 meetings. They have covered 10 of the last 15. I think they get back on track and extract their revenge from their earlier season loss. I'm going to take Arkansas minus 6 points. 149 is the total. Vanderbilt, not much in the way of trends when it comes to totals. They've gone over in 5 of their last 7 on Wednesdays away from Nashville. Not much there. Arkansas, though, has seen the over hit in each of their last 6 games, and the last 5 times these two teams have played, the total has gone over as well. Let's see that trend continue and make it 6. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be back with more previews of Championship Week action right into the big tournament starting next week. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.